The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
This is Joe.
And this is Kate. And we're joined by Sammy, Ricky, and Brett Druck. And we talk about humility and how I scissor Sammy in my dream.
No! No!
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way.
With an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we got two guests, one returning, one I've never seen before in my entire life.
We got Brett Druck.
I'm the returning guest.
He's the newbie, who's a comedian. Okay.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
That's such a teacher thing. He's a newbie. He just moved in from Michigan.
Everyone be nice to him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Give him your pencils.
Don't give him a wedgie. And then we've got Sammy Ricky's back.
Hey, guys. I'm bae.
She's bae. And better than ever.
Did you make yourself bae in that?
Yeah, I don't know what you said.
Back. I said back.
She was just like, right? Hey.
Were you trying to convince us that you didn't do something weird?
She's like,
I said back.
There's a lot of letters at the end of that word.
Yep.
That was very teacher of you, Kate, though, the way you introduced everyone.
Listen, being a teacher is part of my soul. It's part of my soul song.
Are you a teacher?
I was a teacher for 8 years.
Starting early with the soul. All right.
Wow.
What are Tell we, us
seven
more about
seconds
that.
In.
Bring in the heat.
Tell
us more about that. You're such an ass, Brett. So Brett brought with him a full fucking meal before the podcast. Okay? And he wants to eat it, so he's going to ask me. And you know what? And it's raining out, and he's got just fucking rain dripping off his hair into his fucking meal that he's shoveling in his stupid mouth.
Oh, man.
Brett.
There is just
what do you have to say for yourself?
There's acid rain falling into this man's salad.
You know, as much as I wanted to ask you about teaching so that I could eat more, I realized once I do that, I can't defend myself.
You can't
get away from the mic.
That's why I started going hard on you. I said stupid mouth. Because, like, what are you going to do, bitch?
That's you going hard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Huh? How'd that feel, Brett?
He's very offended.
When I said you have a stupid mouth. Well, guys.
It hurt a lot.
I got to pick the topic, like always. And,
I snorted.
I want to talk about humility and the importance of humility. Okay. And I know maybe it doesn't sound like that's going to be super exciting, but it will be. Is everything going okay here? What's your mic's off or something?
My headphones are out.
Yeah, me too.
Really? Nice. Should we nice pause fizzle. Right now or everyone no, can still hear me? Okay, anyway. So I want to talk about humility because I feel like with the industry that we're in, the entertainment industry, you know, some people think that once they get money or fame, that they're like better than other people or they kind of get this big ego. And also, you know, Cameron Diaz just put out this like cute 1 minute video on Facebook mm-hmm. about how fame is not going to make you happy.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about this.
It's a really good video.
Yeah, where she basically is saying like, you know, fame is not going to make you happy. You're still a person at the end of the day. You have to have your real friends, your family. Yeah. So, and you know, it's funny because Joe, you're basically a famous person.
I wouldn't, you know.
I mean, semi-famous. When you have a million and a half followers.
There was a girl in
Facebook.
The parking lot of Best Yet screaming your name.
Wow. Always. Always. Just 24 hours a day. Just always, Joe Santagato!
She was like, oh, that is. And he's like, shit.
You know what I like, though? There's a lot of times people meet me and they go, you know, you're just like a regular. I was like, I know. I'm very underwhelming. It's
Guys,
not a lot.
He takes shits. Just like the rest of you.
He does a lot of shit.
A lot of
shit. Ton of shit.
I was just talking about that the other night. Everybody, I didn't think that everybody poops is like a new idea, but I had a thing about.
What? Brett? I told you he's amazing.
And that's it. I was just talking about, you know, when you're in the bathroom for a while, like if you're peeing, you're like, oh, I'm taking too long. People are going to think I pooped.
Yep.
But and I always like try to pee faster because of that. Yep. And then I had like an epiphany where I was like, first of all, it's not weird to poop. Okay, that's not a weird thing. So, but you're afraid that like you come back and some guy is going to be like, you pooped, you were
shit.
There.
Yeah.
And that guy is the weird guy because there's nothing weird about pooping. There's something super weird about keeping track of how long somebody else is in the bathroom.
Yep. That
you're
is
supposed
true.
To be like living your life.
That is really true.
Live like, your life, yeah, man. Like,
57.
There's also people who are like really self-conscious, so they go in there, they take a shit, and then like they wash, like whatever, they come out, and someone's like, did you take a shit? You took a shit? And they're like, no, I was washing my hands
for
very well.
10 minutes?
Yeah, and they just go in about it. Or sometimes what I do, if I'm at like someone's house that I don't really know, like if I was at your house for the first time and I really had to take a shit, like I was going to shit myself if I wouldn't, because I would hold it to the point where I'm like, as long as I can make it outside and just get the sidewalk at least or something. But if I had to, I would hold it till the last second, get in there, blow it out, and then get out in time to where she thinks that could have been a piss. You know?
But that's like a crazy...
It is. It's stupid.
Because, once again, the weird people... You're like a psychopath if you're just thinking about how long somebody else is in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you think like... I remember my friends used to be like... You can't take a shit in my house. That's gross. I'm like, what the... What are you having for then? Only you guys could shit here. Bullshit. Yeah.
You say that to me sometimes when I go to the bathroom.
What?
In front of his entire family in the living room.
What did you say?
You just take a shit.
Well, that's different. I'm not trying to like whatever. It's just you don't shit ever.
I don't.
You
so
shit.
You're not accusing. You're like, dude,
I'm
excited.
Trying.
You're no, like, did you finally take one?
Yeah, that's exactly why he does it too.
And I'm like,
that's
if hilarious. You ever.
Sammy, how often do you take a shit?
Once a week. Twice a week?
Once or twice a week?
Yeah. Not an issue.
Do you eat
it
a
never
lot?
Affects me. Yeah. You're like a pig.
Huh.
It's so fucking... And I was like,
high
you probably
metabolism?
Take
like last night...
Eight
like,
flushers.
What?
Eight flushers.
Oh. I heard fluff.
Are they huge dumps? I'm just asking because it's like so uncomfortable.
No.
Tell me about your shit,
no.
Sammy.
It's not... It seems like normal to me. It's been a normal routine since I was in like sixth grade.
Her mom told me. She's like, yeah, she's always been like that. And I'm just like, what?
My body's like used to it, and I don't like have any issues. Like last night, we had the biggest dinner ever with his entire family, and like Shannon was like super full from it, like didn't feel well. He planned when he was gonna wake up in the middle of the night to take a shit.
I thought it was 4 a.m.
too.
It was 2:30 a.m.
But
I take a dump.
I was nothing.
What? How
I take
old
a I take
me,
a poop
20.
About once a day.
What? Huh?
Once a day.
I think
for
that's
me.
Normal. I think yeah. actually I
you're
think
supposed
to poop, like,
you're
twice
supposed
a day.
To poop twice a day.
Sometimes yeah. twice, but normally once. It's like I wake up in the morning, I eat my breakfast, and then I have to poop. It's like right on schedule.
Yeah, it's like I never have to worry about going somewhere and needing
Dude,
to.
What there used to be a time where I would shit after every time I ate.
Yeah.
That's really healthy.
Like
that's
would,
like an active system.
It is.
It would
he has
go
an
in,
amazing
something would
digestive
come out.
System. I'm not kidding.
I love
it's,
our conversation.
It
right
is.
Now.
It's
you just
I,
have
it,
a great system.
It's envious because obviously I know that what happens with me like isn't the healthiest thing, but he literally, oh, 1 second. Comes down in like
wow.
20 seconds.
You
and
may
he's
not even
done.
Be digesting it. I don't know if that's actually healthy at all. It might be going
no,
straight
like,
through you. You're not even absorbing the nutrients.
Yes, that is true.
That's
definitely.
True.
Yeah, sometimes
and I'm concerned
I feel like,
for you because I'm like, what if you're only 20 years old?
Yeah.
It could be that it's all still stored in there and then you just have to poop for like a year straight.
Yeah, no. That could be it.
Yeah. Hey,
not.
Sammy, can you hang out? Sorry, I'm pooping all this year.
I'm on vacation. I can't
I'm
really talk.
Shitting
like
from 3 to 7.
No,
so.
Like I've gone to the doctor about it, and he said it's just it's either your body digests it so well that you don't need to go, that it breaks down so much, or that.
No,
Brett just gave me a look like bullshit.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
She's
I don't
like,
understand the science behind
that.
Yeah. What are you a plant?
That's what they said. They said it's. Like, I've gotten x-rays taken and everything because of it. And it wasn't bad.
What, do you have the longest intestines ever?
No, I don't know.
Jesus.
God, I'm getting judged from every side of this table.
Take a shit, then.
Okay, can we go back to the topic? Because it wasn't... Our topic's not shitting. Although
it's
that would
humility.
Have been a very funny... yeah, it's humility. But yeah, what I was going to say, why I brought up you anyway, Joe, is because you are... I do think of you as then semi-famous, if you don't want to call yourself famous. But you are still so down to earth. Like, I never get the vibe from you where you feel like you're better than me or better than anyone. Like, you get that you're still a person.
I'm way better than you, Kate.
Well,
No, I think
you gotta
that's,
let
I,
her soul
I think
sing.
That's,
thank you, Sam.
Let her soul, I think let that's her sing common with her soul. Sense. I think that's common sense.
Yeah, but some people, even who aren't ever famous or wanting to be famous or whatever, they have this like cocky attitude. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can even think of the, like the jocks in high school. Like some of those dudes walking around thinking like, beat it, dweeb. I'm so old.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, you're definitely old with that comment.
I don't even know if that old, that's just fiction. Like, that's never been said.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd. Go sit in the bathroom and eat your lunch. I've never got that.
Wait, that never happened to you guys?
What?
I never understood
that. Oh my God, I just got so sad.
No, Sammy, I never
got so sad
for
Kate.
No, she chose.
I'm the one who bullied people, all right? No, I didn't.
I just got so sad for Kate again.
I did not. Okay.
No, but I think that it's probably just because you don't have something missing inside. I think anytime you have like a insecure, it's all from
it's
insecurity.
Yeah.
Like when you, it's like you worked really hard and for so long you're trying to get famous. You finally do it. Now you just like can't handle it. You're like, I need to make up for lost time or whatever. Whatever hurt you're trying to make up for. That's it. So you're probably just a grounded person in general.
I just don't. Like, I think that's so dumb. Like, that's why I hate LA, because everyone's like that.
Right.
And people who are like have done nothing. They have no reason to do that. Are like that because that's how everyone else is. So that's how they act. I've been there and like people talk about like they were in a fucking like the infomercial that you were in about whatever the fuck it. What was it?
Sticky notes.
Yeah, sticky notes. Right. They'd be like, yeah, I was in a commercial. You know, it's whatever. It's fine.
And you're like, yeah, it is whatever. No one cares.
It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, there was literally some girl who's like, oh, is that Justin Bieber's party? I'm like, you don't even have to finish that sentence. I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't care. And whenever like I have like a meeting with some company or whatever, and they start just name dropping, I'm like, I'm done. I'm already in my head. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I hate these people already. Because like, who gives a fuck? Oh, we have a. Chevy Chase, like just like I don't know why it's like
no,
Chevy Chase.
I feel like there are not a lot of people who have your philosophy. I'm the same way.
I hate
it.
That.
Really, it's literally it's the hype machine. It doesn't mean
anything.
People
don't care.
Just human beings and they're not special and they get all these things just because everyone's like they're special and it just kind of feeds into it.
I think everyone's special.
Oh, yes, Sammy, that's my girl.
Technically, technically, no one is special.
Why?
Because if we are all the same. If we're all the same, then no one.
I think that's pretty special if everyone is the same.
Well, it's
special
half,
in their own ways.
Yeah,
you're the
I'm
half
starting
class.
To sound like Kate.
I love it.
Well, I'm starting to sound like Kate.
I like what I'm hearing.
No, I'm kidding.
They cover this in The Incredibles. Just because I have that argument.
Yes.
Well, first of all, what you were saying, Brett, before even was, you know, people are trying to really. Feel like another hurt going on. So it's like even the jockey guy who's having sex with a ton of girls either in high school or college, they're like, oh, I banged this chick and I banged this chick. It's like, no one cares, bro. Like to me, that's never cool. That's like, oh, you're hurting so much that you think this amount of pussy makes you cool. Like it makes you feel like, oh, I am worth something because look how many girls I'm getting. Like I think it's way cooler to be someone who's grounded, isn't just like fucking a ton of girls, isn't going after a shitload of money. I don't want to hear, do not brag about how much money you have either. Like no one should care about stuff like that.
Yeah. There's I'm not going to say a name cause I don't know if the person listens, but there's someone that I know who like is the craziest, cockiest person ever who would be like, I don't need him. I could get anyone I want. Like
Sammy just pointed to Joe, by the way. When she said that,
I didn't
why would
know.
I not?
Don't
need
don't
him.
Start this. Don't start this. I need my soul to sing. Yeah, no, but it's like I've conversed with him about it because it's hard to even have a conversation with her about it because I sit there and you're just like, how could you think this? And number two, how could you think it and then tell people? Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, they don't even know that they sound so
like, it
horrendous.
It is crazy. It really is. Like, like in the beginning of the conversation that I was having with her, it was, I want to help you. That comment, I sent it to him and I was like, I don't want to talk to her anymore.
It's so dumb. Like, I just hate people like that. You know, I just don't give a shit. I feel like a lot of people just want a lot of people to like them. Like, I really don't care. Because, you know, and I think it's because I've been blessed and I've had the same group of 15 friends since I was in second grade. And I think that's like the basis. I don't even know. But it's like that's the reason for most of my personality and the way I am is because I've only had to deal with these kids my entire life. And if they don't, if they're not like upset with me, then like, well, I don't even know you fucking people. Why do I give a shit if you like me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. That's kind of how I've just kind of built my thing. It's just, that's kind of my attitude towards everything. Like, I have an opinion. I'm going to tell you it. If you don't like it, that's totally fine. But, you know.
What? Was that?
Where are you going to be? I thought you were going to say something, Brad. I don't know.
No, I was interested.
I don't get it. And a lot of people tell me, too, because, like, there's like, a lot of young kids that, like, want to make videos and just, like, how do you, like, they want advice or whatever. And I don't have any advice, really. The only advice that I could really give is just kind of, like, don't try to be someone. Like, if you look online, because sometimes I'll look at smaller YouTubers and just see if I could, because like if I find someone who's cool, I kind of want to like let them know. Like, there was this one kid that I found, I thought his videos were great, so I let him know, and he was kind of just like, whoa, that's cool. So but I'm looking at these kids, and these kids are just making videos that these big names make that are just like dog shit. You know what I mean? There's like dog shit videos, and they do it just because they're gonna get views.
To be, well, that girl Nicole Arbour, who's awful, but she talks like Jenna Marbles.
Dude,
it's like, it's like, I don't even know who you are. Like, that's the other thing. I feel like most people are wearing a mask in some way where they're not even being themselves. They're being this other thing, and they don't even know anymore that they're wearing a mask.
That's exactly it.
It's instead of trying to do what somebody else has done that's been successful, like try to get good at what you like doing.
Yeah.
And then once you get good at it, you'll hit that, and then you'll be the new, but people will be trying to replicate what you did.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing. Sorry, I'm like in a really up, like really gonna say good things about you, but the one thing that I've noticed with his videos is that it's really hard for him to like fail at it because he's not changing how he is. He's mostly just like being super real with like his videos and is very himself. Like, he doesn't have to really, he just has to figure out a topic, and then after the topic, it's
because he's just being him. Exactly. He's saying what he thinks. It's his opinion.
Yeah, like all my friends are like, yo, your videos are fucking suck. Because like that's, they're like, I can't even fucking watch this shit. Because that's just how I am when we talk about whatever.
Yeah.
And most of the shit that I've talked about in videos, we've had the conversation before. It's like, I've seen this shit.
So then they're like, ugh, this is just Joe talking. Yeah. Yeah, give him a call if I want to hear it.
It was cool at first when it started, like, you know, and the views were increasing. Now they're like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, that's why when he was like, if he got asked advice, I feel like it's just, you have to be yourself, because there's nothing. It's not even like, I'm not gonna say it's not hard for you, but like it's a lot easier for him because he really doesn't have to try to like change his ways to make his videos as good as they are. You know.
Yeah, and I don't even see the point in like trying to make something that has already been done, because a lot of people, what they do is they want to do. I'm changing my whole sentence right now, but like when I first started making these videos, I was just kind of like, I didn't know anything about YouTube, what worked, what didn't work. I didn't know. So I just kind of just did this because I thought it was funny. I was like, fuck it, let me try whatever. So I was just doing that. And then what a lot of people do is they study what other people have done and try to replicate that. Like, oh, this is what works, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is so dumb. Like at my last job, they would do that.
Well, that's what's really sad, and I think that's like the state of like like the industry in general and the entertainment industry. Yep. It's like you'll see somebody does The Matrix, and then every movie for the next 5 years is trying to be The Matrix.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, the sad part is that those movies that are replicating that, they're going to make money, and that's why it's done.
Yeah. And they just beat that shit into the ground until it's dead, and then they find something else.
Because to me, that's not art anymore. I think art's about really expressing your creativity, your weirdness, what makes you unique. Like, think about a painter. Like, you're not supposed to be looking, you know, all over at the other canvases, what that person's doing. You're supposed to be really showing your inner world.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like, I know there are some stand-ups who would study other people's stand-up and, like, see where the laughs would go. They made it into a science, like a formula. Right. And they'd be like, you should study it like that. And I'm like, no, I want to figure out what works for me and almost create something a little different if possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why would I – God, the thought of taking stand-up, which I consider an art form, and turning it into, like, this flat scientific thing is so depressing. Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Do you know who Bo Burnham is?
Yeah.
I love that guy because, I have never seen, like, I'm sure there's people who have done this shit that he's done on stage, but, like, I went to his stand-up recently, And it was like one of the best shows I've ever been to because it was like I didn't know what to expect because like you go to a comedy show and like I love Bill Burr. If I went to a Bill Burr show, you know what you're getting. You're getting this guy standing on stage just fucking making you laugh all the time. But with Bo, it's like there's music, there's some stand up, there's
taking
like,
a lot
you know,
of like really creative risks. He's doing stuff that like not a lot of people do. Where he started off like going towards stand up and then he's like, I just want to use like the whole theater.
Yeah.
And it's not really storytelling and it's not really stand up and it's not really music. He just kind of does whatever he wants to creatively.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, you know, because Brett and I were good friends and we've had like some good car conversations about this kind of stuff. But I remember one time I saw you on stage and you were doing this great funny accent. Like you were taking a lot of the jokes you've already done, but you were doing them in this.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't really an accent.
It was kind of a, no, but it was. It was like a character.
His name was like Tony, and he was like, I was just doing my regular jokes, but I was like,
but it was, yeah. It
I
don't,
was like, yo, what's up? Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, like.
But it was so creative. Do you know what I mean? It was like a different spin on it, and I was dying laughing. And yeah, it doesn't mean.
That was me going out of, from, that. I was in like a rock bottom place, so I was like, I was not happy with anything. So I was like, but that's when you do something cool.
It's true, and
it broke me out of that. I was like, I'm just going to do something crazy because I don't care.
Good for you.
It was fun. It was a blast.
I remember walking in and seeing you do it in that
character. Who is that?
No, I was dying because we had just had to talk about not giving a fuck and just going up there. Right. That's the other thing. I feel like when you're in, like, okay, so when you do your videos, you are the only one in that room. You don't care about what the other YouTubers think. Whereas like when you're a stand-up, you can have five comics in the room watching you, and sometimes you're like, oh, like they're watching me, I want to fit a certain mold of, you know, and you have to really go, no, fuck that, I have to even pretend they're not here, just go up and approach this. Once again, I'm an artist, I'm going to do what's me, but it's hard to do that sometimes.
I mean you wouldn't let me in the room when you used to perform.
I get nervous.
Do you still?
No, I'm getting better with it, but it depends on how I feel. Like, I think I'd be fine with you in the room at this point, but there are some people where I feel like they're judgy,
that's me.
If I feel like they're going to influence me to not fully be myself, I'm like, hey, can you not come in? Because I just want to get up there. But then I have to learn how to get past that and just do me no matter who's in the room.
That's very hard to do, especially with comic, because the comic is like, it's like bar staff at the club, and then comics. Those opinions matter the most to you in terms of feedback.
Right.
I really feel like, I don't know. Well, what works for me is just I really feel like I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. Like, yeah, I think about it too. Like, if I'm going to do stand up, I'm going to say 99% of comedians would hate me. Why wouldn't they? I would hate me also. You know what I mean? And most of the people
I've
met.
Do you mean because you already have success?
Yeah,
or?
And if I, like, I wouldn't do this, but what if I was just like, oh, I'm going to fucking headline some show and, you know, just like some fucking dumb show, and I've never done it before, and I just think I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone already hates it for that reason, but it's like I feel like you can't worry about that because that'll take you out of your thing. If you go up there and you kind of just have this, I always do that if I go into like big meetings or just like anything big in your life, any moment, you know, whatever it is. I just like whatever. Who gives a fuck? Whatever happens, just, you know, whatever. Because that. You could tell when someone doesn't give a shit, and that's like appealing.
Well,
at least to me,
you know, you're definitely right. You have to not give a shit. The thing is, you are fortunate in that you have never had to give a shit because for us, like starting off, it's like in order to even get stage time, we need to impress these comedians just to get started. So it is more important. Like once you have a TV credit or a bunch of followers or something like that, then you kind of get that I don't give a fuck thing because at the end of the day, like I'm good.
Right.
But starting off before you have that, it's you do kind of have to pander a little bit to get your
But you still
momentum.
Have to balance it, right? Because ultimately to become a good comic or artist, you know, because whoever's listening, this is really just about really doing your thing no matter what your thing is, you know, whatever industry you're in, what your career is. It's really about trying to express your unique self and sing your soul song, right, Sammy? But like, but I'm being serious though. It's really... of course you still have to care about what other comics think and you can't...
I'm not care about, but be aware of.
Yeah, that's the better word. Because, you know, Robin Williams, when he started, when people tell stories about him, he went up and he just fucking did his thing. I heard he was, you know, obviously a genius, but he'd get up and he would do a character and it was like manic and all over the place. And that wasn't typical, I'm sure. but he stood out. He wasn't doing the normal thing, but...
I think talent.
Don't know, guys. Look, I get so mommy. Guys, don't do the cocaine. Don't do the cocaine.
The cocaine.
Don't do the cocaine. Like the marijuana. But yeah, no, I think ultimately, once again, like Robin Williams was just doing this his unique thing, and he's an artist, and it got, I don't know, people.
I think if
him.
You are you're happy with what you're doing, like that's you can only get better from there. Like, keep it real with yourself. Don't get too ahead of yourself. Like, even if the crowd was really good, you could be like, I could have done better. Obviously, like, you don't just be like, okay, I'm going to do that all the time. It's kind of like, all right, just keep it real with yourself. You know what works and what doesn't work. And, like, you know when you're doing well and, like, shitty. If you go up there and you think you did really well and some comedian is like, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, cause that could be just because they are jealous that you did so well or whatever. So, like, why?
You
seriously,
can't put too much stake in what they think
right,
anyway.
Because if you do really well, who the fuck likes to see you do really well? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, fuck this guy now. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's like it's a hard thing to balance.
At the end of the day, guys, just be you.
Oh, God.
All right. You just gotta be.
I like having Sammy here.
Just gotta sing my soul.
Sing your soul song.
I don't even know what that means.
Sing it. It's really about.
With my soul.
I was the odd man out. You don't know what's going on either.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Okay. Let me explain what I mean by sing your soul song. I feel like Sammy intuitively knows.
Actually, could you
so
sing
I don't
what
really
you
need
mean?
To explain I just, it. This is what I mean. We all have a unique vibration.
Oh, okay, she lost me. Okay.
We're all.
I'm gonna check my phone real quick. And
we're all energy. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So we all have a unique vibration. That's us, okay? And we start. Yeah, Brett starts eating. You're such a dick. But at a young age, we start to suppress certain parts of our song, our being, because we're told, "Oh no, don't do that. That's not what you're supposed to do." Or you suppress your anger because maybe your parents are like actually being abusive, but you're not allowed to act back. So there are things that you start suppressing, and it kind of. Your soul song isn't fully being expressed. So for me, soul song, whatever you want to call it, your authentic self, I'm saying try to be, you're literally, your main purpose here on earth is to be the most you can be. Seriously. And it's actually, it's very hard to be yourself because we have like this illusion of a prison that we're in. And it's like collective, like there's like a collective prison that we've put upon each other accidentally. Some people are more in it than others. Like I would say you, Joe, for the most part, don't really... you're able to navigate that. Like you don't really give a shit so much about what other people say. But when I was like a teacher, most of the teachers in that school district care about what people think and they follow the rules and the guidelines, you know? So it all depends. But I would say, you know, yeah, it's about really singing your soul song, being your authentic self, being as much you as you can be. But it's really hard because that's not what we're taught. It's not how most people live. It's just being your weird self, expressing who you are.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it's about following your highest excitement. That's linked in there. Because if you're really being who you are and you feel what excites me the most, and that's what you follow. Because your emotions are actually a compass. That's what's kind of telling you where to go. And we're so disconnected from ourselves that we are not in touch with that compass. But that's actually telling you what direction you're supposed to go in.
And just to, like, clarify, like, when I say that I don't really give a shit, it's not that I don't give a shit. I give a shit. I do. 100%. I do. But you yourself can tell when someone says something that is true about yourself or not. And a lot of people say things that you know not to be true about yourself. So it's like, yeah, I don't give a shit what you say. Like, it does. I know you don't. Yeah. Like, you don't know. You know what I mean? But if they say something, even if it's like something bad, and like, you could even afterward, like, immediately when you're having that conversation with them, go, like, I don't care. But you know that that's true. Like, they made a good point. Yeah. About something shitty that you did. You know what I mean? So, like, when I say I don't give a shit about, you know, things that people say that I know are not true to me or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
He was giving middle fingers the whole time he
said
that.
The whole time. I'm folding something. Yeah. So
I feel like he doesn't give a shit about anything.
He doesn't give a shit.
I don't.
Can you explain now Soul Train?
You're the worst.
Great song.
You know, when I first started hanging out with Brett, though, you were so not into spirituality.
I thought you were going to be like, you were so cool, and now no, I hate you.
No. You're still cool in my book, Brett Druck. But when we first started hanging, though, you were really not into all of that stuff.
No,
and then you had your own stuff recently that, what did you do, shrooms or something?
I did a lot of life exploring, but... and I was already
contemplating the show? I forget what it was, but I guess it was like 6 months
shrooms
ago.
Shrooms definitely were a big nudge.
Yeah. Shrooms will definitely help you to expand your consciousness and see past the illusion.
Yeah. I have a neurological condition called cluster headaches. It's also called suicide headaches because it's the worst known pain to medicine. There's no treatment, but except for magic mushrooms. So I've only discovered this recently or felt comfortable enough to take them. And also I had no other choice because they're awful. And then I took it and I was like, I actually really enjoy this. But I had no interest.
Wait,
in
so
it.
They're just they're headaches?
No, they're actually it's like the blood vessels behind my eye expand and push against the nerve. That registers pain in the face. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I'm very happy that I only experienced it 2 months out of the year.
Wow,
for 2 months?
I experienced it twice for 1 month.
Oy. That's brutal. Yeah.
Wow.
But mushrooms have been doing the trick.
That's awesome.
So it's so interesting. Do you trip that every time?
No.
Really? What? Wait, so you've taken shrooms and it's helped, but...
Oh, sorry.
Wait, what happened?
She's breathing into my... She's like, what?
I thought I was like, why is he mad that she asked me that question?
No, she's breathing into the mic.
No, I'm having trouble breathing. Like, I'm like, a little congested. I've been holding back a sneeze,
are you hungry?
Guys.
Do you want some? She's breathing like you're hungry.
She's having an orgasm while asking. She's like...
Tell me about the headaches.
How painful are they?
He was like... Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you tried to do it... Try to do it slyly, but we all called it.
We're back.
What?
When did we leave? I don't know what this means. Where are we doing hand gestures?
We took this weird mid-roll break, and we didn't tell you, so we all knew that it was time to just take a pause, and you didn't know, so you just started.
I didn't even know what you were doing.
He started going so much more quiet. He was
so
like,
Brett was just watching, and he's like, what am I doing wrong? No, it's fine.
I still don't know what's going on.
It's fine. We're good.
Okay.
We take a little break. Halfway in, so
are we
they
on a
can
break
insert
right
something. No, we're not on a break anymore.
It was just that quiet.
You just need to take a quick pause.
Can I make it so people wish we were on a break by talking about it a lot? I could have eaten during that break.
So what Sammy was asking though is, every time you've taken the shrooms, have you had the shroom experience?
I took a very small amount, enough that I would feel it, but not enough that I would like full on trip, mm-hmm. Just to get comfortable with it, because I was certainly afraid of that my imagination would run wild or something like that. But it turns out I'm like very, very happy with myself. Like I like being alone a lot. I'm like super comfortable with that. So I actually really enjoyed it. And then from there, I took it a little bit more. There's different ways to dose with it and stuff like that. So the last time I had it, I tripped every 2 days for like a week.
Wow.
And... then the cluster headaches were gone.
What are some of the cool experiences you had on shrooms?
For me, it was just kind of like doing therapy with myself, like kind of these memories that are in your head from like childhood that you're never actively thinking, you wouldn't pull it out, but then they come up and you're like, oh, I can see like this person encouraging me separately for no reason, no benefit, and saying something very authentic. Like that's been like a contributing factor to my confidence.
That's very interesting.
A lot of like questioning, like why my parents did things like when I was growing up, like did they do it for this reason or that? It was good stuff.
So you didn't really see any like weird visual things. It was more like intense therapy.
I was taking them at home. So like I would look over and be like, oh, my bed's really long. It's a long bed now. But I have pretty bad ADD and it really comes out when I'm on mushrooms. So I'm like, I got to start a podcast called I'm Sorry I'm on Shrooms. And then I'll like open up my phone. I'll be like, no, wait, I got to write this joke about tripping on balls because it's like you're tripping a pair of testicles. That's what I do for 6 hours.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I only did shrooms once and I didn't really see crazy things, but I definitely, it opened
what was
me.
Your
it was like an intense
like,
therapy session. I told you this.
No, I don't. Did you? I just felt bad because I didn't ask.
No, it was crazy because at that point I wasn't into spirituality really at all. How many years ago was this?
Oh.
This was probably about 6 years ago. And I was dating a dude only a couple months. The way he presented what shrooms were was like very like, oh, you'll just see a couple cool colors. Like he didn't tell me how intense they were or whatever. So literally I put them in my mouth. And the moment they started to go down my throat, I heard like this voice, and it was my voice. It was like my inner, whatever you call it, your inner voice. It was like, you're a control freak. And I was like, fuck, you know, because it was already sliding down my throat. And I was like, I looked at him and I was like, And he was like, what? Remember, only dating me 2 months. So,
but don't they take, they're supposed to take like half hour, 45 minutes to kick in.
Yeah, but I already,
your anxiety was like, okay, we'll start tripping
I
now.
I didn't realize till literally the voice went, you're a control freak. It was weird. Like, right. And I was like, I just looked at him because I had never even really been high at that point. Mm. So I looked at him and was like, oh my God. Oh God. I just heard this voice and it was like, you're a control freak. And he was like, no, it'll be fine. You know, it was not fine.
Oh my God.
But honestly, I contribute that one time doing shrooms to like, where I am now, it definitely opened me up a lot. I saw how we're all connected, that most of us are putting on a facade. Yeah. We're all very frail, vulnerable beings. I mean, I saw my own love addiction, my anxieties. So it was like an intense therapy thing. But at that point, it was so intense because I hadn't dealt with a lot of the pain that I'm still dealing with now. But now I'm like very much aware of it. Whereas right. At that point, I was so guarded and blocked off from my pain that like it all came at me at once. That I actually wanted to die in that moment. And once again, this guy does not know me that well. So he's like sitting on my back because I'm like twitching and I'm like, I want to kill myself. And he's like,
are you serious? You were saying that?
I was like, I don't want to live. I'm too sad. I can't do this.
How fast did he dump you?
I dumped him.
mid trip? You're like, by the way, it's over.
Actually, no, I realized during that I didn't like him that way. And I looked at him. I was like, I don't like you. Get away from me. And he's like, I can't because I'm scared you're going to kill yourself. You know, it was a disaster.
How long was he on your back after you dumped him?
Well, we still dated after that. Like, I said, I like you, but we like got through that. But then it was like okay. 2 weeks later, we broke up. I broke up with him. But, and trust me, he had his own stuff going on that I was picking up on that he was denying. And then years later, it turns out. I was right. I won't get into it on the podcast. But during the trip, I think I've said this before in another podcast, but he had like this foundation that fell out of his pocket that he used to cover up his pimples and it fell out and it was dark and I thought it was lipstick and I was like, you're a tranny! You're a tranny! And he was like, okay.
Oh my God.
And he was like, no, I just have acne?
Yeah, he's like, it's just cover up for when I have a pimple. And I was like, tranny!
It's very sensitive of you.
Dude, that is the scariest like date terrifying. Ever.
Yeah.
It was a lot. But, you know, and I remember like, so, and then I'd calm down for a second and I'd look at him and like the moment I calmed down, he would do this smile like he was so excited. Like he would like look at me like, yeah. And I'd be like, fuck you. Like I was so mad that like he had given me this thing without really preparing me like for what it was or how serious it was. And I was picking up on something off with him, like very off that like later once again came out. And like, so I just had this like thing against him. So it was a lot. Still a poor guy that he had to go through that. But
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I mean, that's mushrooms are, I've recommended them to people, but I'll always make sure like, I'm like, do you have any like demons? Because you're gonna have to deal with them before you can enjoy them.
Absolutely.
And that's
why I was mad at this dude. Right. I was like, but he didn't even prepare me at all. He literally made it like, you take it and you just see rainbows everywhere. It's like, you know, so I was, and I'd never done anything. Once again, never even been high. And he knew that. So it was like, yeah, I just was mad. Scary. I was like, and that's why I got mad when I'd see him smiling. So I was like, no, you don't get to fucking enjoy this, dude. You just like did something pretty serious with like zero warning, zero caring about me. You know, like, I don't know, but.
Did you hear they're making psilocybin now, like they started clinical trials to make it like FDA approved?
Really?
And, yeah, because they've been doing studies for people who are like have terminal cancer and stuff like that. And they're having a lot of trouble coming to grips with their mortality. And then they take mushrooms and it's like it changes their whole life. They're like, I can enjoy my final moments. I can say goodbye to people. Like I'm happy. I understand that
we're
like,
all connected.
That
we
we're
keep
all connected.
Going.
That it's not over. Yeah. That it's, yeah. That's
no,
pretty
and,
cool.
Yeah. So for me, like, when it comes to hallucinogens, I'm very for them, you know, if they're in a monitored, if you really just have to know what you're getting yourself into. And
right.
That's why I always say, even like with my ex Tim, because he's very much for them. I'm like, yeah, they're great. They open people up, but they're very serious. They're not just like this like party, like here, take it. Like someone like me, I took it and I wanted to die.
No, they should be used by... under the supervision of a like a medical professional.
Or I mean, I don't even necessarily think medical professional, but like even someone, a shaman or someone who knows what they're doing. Like you can do an ayahuasca ceremony and the person's leading it and they know what they're doing.
Sure.
So it doesn't, for me, like the medical field's also fucked in many ways.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying every doctor's fucked, but
capitalism.
It just has to be someone who takes it seriously, is aware of what can happen, and can guide you through it in case you do have a fucking meltdown.
Right.
Someone who can watch over you. Because I would have, but had I been by myself, I don't know what would have happened. So many demons came up that were dark that I had not faced at all, you know? So it was a lot.
And this is kind of unrelated, but there was like recently, like these, I think they were basketball players or football players, or they smoked synthetic marijuana and one jumped out of the fucking window and killed himself.
Whoa.
And like the other one was like hiding in like a bush. And don't they like sell that in like delis, don't they?
Oh, the salvia or whatever.
It's not synthetic marijuana. There's, it's like, and it, I saw on the subway too, there was a sign that said synthetic marijuana can kill. And there was like a picture of it. It's like fake marijuana.
I didn't even hear that.
I didn't hear that either.
I don't know. But I don't even know. What the fuck's going on? I don't even know. It's so weird.
The synthetic stuff is like what causes that. It's like that's a lot of the problems with the prescription stuff. It's like we're manufacturing it as opposed to something that's naturally grown in the earth. Is like we're also of the earth, and it's adapted from the same things that we have.
Right.
But when you try and like control that, where like we can't just build a human from like. Like atoms, you know.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be able to because it's millions of years of like work. So that's what happens is like you try and control it too much, and it just something is missing, something's off. That's why a lot of the antidepressants are like, yeah, it deals with this one thing, but there's a lot more about the human brain that we don't know, and it offsets something else.
Yeah, that's why those commercials, they have that last 5 minutes where the guy's just speeding through fucking every
right
thing in the world.
Yeah, might cause.
my God.
But like that's why I'm such a fan of holistic medicine, and I wish, you know, I obviously have a lot of wishes where our society ends up going, but I love how, you know, with Native American culture, they used to have like a medicine man who would treat things like headaches even, but with using essential oils and just plant-based things. And they dealt with shit. Like people definitely were cured back then. And
isn't
even
your dad
people,
like that?
My dad?
Yeah.
My dad's a nutritionist and herbalist.
That's awesome.
He has her brother like tore his ACL or something, and he just like rubs this fucking lotion on him.
Yeah,
I'm like, hell.
My grandma, I think it was like 2 years ago, had a really bad heart attack, and they took veins or arteries or whatever from her legs, and then put them in her heart. Or something crazy like that. She got a crazy infection in her leg from the surgery. And my grandparents live in South Carolina. And my dad was now doing this for, I think, 6 years. And he figured out this concoction to put onto her leg. And it healed her in a week.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. He's been doing Tai Chi and martial arts for 30 years. Like, it's nuts.
But that's what I'm saying. Because Tai Chi and all that, it's about energy. And really, in Asia, in a lot of Asian countries, there was this one guy who, he's from America, but he was like doing, you know, backpacking, right? I forget what country exactly. And he like twisted his ankle and it was all fucked up. And he said they took him to this like, you know, doctor-y person there. It wasn't even a doctor, whatever you'd call that guy. And he like did all these pressure points on the leg and massaged it, did all this stuff. He said it healed in like a week. Yeah. Whereas like here, you'd be given all this medicine and like it would be cast.
Right.
And
yeah.
So there are so many other ways to heal things naturally that we're just so out of touch with. We're like, oh, even it's like, oh, you're dealing with depression, take this pill. Instead of actually even getting to the bottom of what even emotionally might be upsetting them, or same thing with, it could be like even with headaches, like, yeah, you could just give it a pill, or you could also, there could be other things going on that are causing the headache.
Yeah.
So whenever, I mean, yours is a whole other situation.
Yeah. Yours
obviously
is obviously a whole other thing. Like when I get headaches, like little like headaches, like I never take any pills whatsoever.
Really?
Like, well, I'm just going to deal with it. Cause I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm just like, I don't want to feel like my body feel dependent. Like every time I get a headache, I need one of those for it to go away. So I just never.
That's
fucking
how I try to not take it.
See,
until
I
it gets really
to,
bad.
I don't even know if
that's
the same
like, thing with me.
My dad
is like super against any type of medication. And so like even they try to prescribe him with stuff on his back because he has like, I think like 32 deviated discs in his back and his spinal cord. And they said that he should have been like in a wheelchair about like 10 years ago. And now he's like playing football. He like just survived like a 99% block in his heart from a heart attack. Like they said he shouldn't have been alive, and like he stayed awake during certain, like that's how crazy he is. He didn't want to get put under when he was getting the stent put in. So he felt the entire thing and watched it all go through him. He's psycho. Whoa.
This guy's psycho. Telling me this fucking story sitting next to me. And then we also had a conversation.
This guy jabs
me in the ribs all the fucking time. He told me that he could kill me with his finger. And I was like, no, you can't. And now all he does is fucking, he's poking me and just
Joe
like,
tells him. Joe told him.
He's like, I was like, you did it. You could, like, what she told me, she's like, he was like a fucking Marine or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
he was a Marine. And then he was kicked out of the Marines.
I was like, I bet the four of us in this room could beat the shit out of you. Probably,
honestly.
Killing
he's
people
insane.
With his finger. But I was like, I bet the four of us in this room could kill you. He's like, no way. And I'm like, yeah, we could. Nope. And I'm like, what if I shot you with a blow dart? And he's like, what kind of blow dart? And I'm like, and I said, it's got the poison of a pufferfish, so it'll paralyze you. And he goes, well, how far away are you when you shoot this blow dart? And I'm like,
I love this dude.
No, I said that. And he goes, well, you know, that poison will take about 2 minutes to get into my system. So what are you going to do in those 2 minutes? And I said, run. And he's like, well, you're going to have to be far away from me. He's like, you're going to have to be at least 30 feet away from me for that to work. And I was like, what about 29? He goes, no.
I was like, all right. We were talking about dreams at one point, and we were saying, like, because my sister's boyfriend had a dream that he killed someone, and he sliced his neck twice or something.
Yeah.
And then he was said, what
no,
was
No, someone
your
else had something with their dream twice, and I was like, oh, no, yeah, it was my dream.
You.
I was like, oh, I threw up twice.
Yeah.
I was like, I threw up in my dream twice, and you're twice. And I look at her dad. I'm like, you have anything about twice in your dreams? And he goes, I don't dream. I was like, what the? So his birthday just passed. I got him a shirt and said, I would cuddle you so hard. Just because he's that kind of guy.
It was so funny. He's like such a serious guy, but like, you know, deep down that like he's like the kind of like the sweetest guy, but he puts up such a wall to be this like angry, tough, like.
Interesting. Yeah. He sounds like one of the most interesting
and
people
ever. And I'm always
ever.
Just
he's
getting past it.
He's
I'm
a
always
pain
just
in the butt,
want to know everything.
Hilarious.
Like, I'm always just trying to get him.
Yeah. You should.
He says the wildest shit.
She would really enjoy having him talk about dreams and his like psychic ability.
Yeah. We should bring your dad on sometime.
My dad had a crazy experience with me because there was a.
This is interesting.
Before I was born, he had a dream that I got hit by a car. Before I was even born, before I was even a thought, like about like 25 years ago, he had a dream that I got hit by a car on a block, on the block that it almost happened on. It's hard to explain it because like I didn't really dream it. But 25 years later, he was sitting with his girlfriend in a car about 20 minutes away from my house. And I was... I think it's seventh grade when this happened. And he looked at her and he said, and he's explained the dream because he's had it so many times that he eventually knew what was going on. And she's also in like all to the herb stuff, all that spiritual stuff. And so she, they were sitting and talking and she was in the middle of a sentence. And he was like, I gotta go. And she was like, what? And he was like, I need to leave right now. And he ended up driving over the curb and stopping this car about, I want to say like 5 feet away from me. Like my dad was like a foot away from me and I was in the middle of the street getting a football and this car almost fully ran me over. If he didn't leave when he did, I would have been dead. And he looked at me and he was like, and he wasn't even mad that I was in the street. He was more in like a state of shock that like it actually happened, but he was obviously so pissed that I was in the street. But I ended up not realizing, like understanding what was happening.
Street?
I was playing catch and the football went into the street and this kid who I was playing with, he lived on the corner. So like everyone would always fly around that corner. And so his driveway was the first driveway on our block. Like I was the second, he was the first. And I went out there quick. I've been like taught to never go into the street, but like I went so quickly. And obviously when it first happened,
without even thinking.
Yeah. When it first happened, I was like, obviously the first time I go into the street, my dad is here. Like, are you kidding? And so then I ended up going inside and he ended up calling Vita, his girlfriend, and they sat down with me and I like was so confused over the entire thing and he like explained it to me and I guess us three are really the only people who really believe it because I was there when it happened. Vita was there when it happened with him and he's been dreaming about it his whole life. So it was like
wow.
A crazy so thing weird. That happened.
It'd be funny though if on the way over like he accidentally like hit a girl your age.
Oh, he was like, no! It was me!
Oh my god. That would be terrible. Yeah, but he
I'm
has.
I'm gonna tell him that.
Yeah, he has a crazy. He has crazy epiphanies. We talk about it all the time. Like he like brags about it.
I asked him too. I was like, "You ever have a dream about me?" And he's like, "No."
And he said no, and he was like, "That's why I don't think you're gonna last too long." Yeah. But he hasn't had a dream about anybody who's been in our
I feel like you'd be a good like. Not that you're an in-law person yet, but I feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's amazing with them.
If I had a daughter and like and she brought you home, I'd be like, okay, that's
you know
good.
You know what's crazy? My dad is probably the most protective with me out of anybody and out of all of the relationships that are now in my family, because my sister has her boyfriend who is really serious with. My brother is with his girlfriend who's also super serious with. Like, you would think that he would be like more comfortable with them, but he's probably the most comfortable with Aww. Him.
They don't understand that I lived with a psycho my entire life in my father.
His dad. Oh. Like our dads are the exact same person and our moms are the exact same person, except my mom's vulgar and loud and his mom is
I
like
love
super
your mom.
Quiet.
Does your mom still listen to our podcast?
Every day.
I love that.
Like every week.
What's her name?
Hi, Mama Joanne. Ricky.
Hi, Joanne.
Yeah, she's is that weird? She's crazy. No, it's not weird. Everyone always says hi to her when we're on here.
Girls always say that though. Like they're like, oh my dad's crazy. Like everyone's afraid. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, but my like I wouldn't like really say that. Like you know my dad. You know he's psycho.
I remember some girl told me that. She's like, my dad's crazy. Everyone like so scared of him. I met this guy. He was like a foot shorter than me. And just like not intimidating. I'm like, I could beat this guy up if I needed to, you know?
Yeah.
Not Sammy's dad.
Not him. No, he would beat the shit out of me with his finger.
It's crazy.
I love how he goes, how far? I love that he goes, you'd have to be 29 feet away. Like, I love that 30 feet.
He knew his exact measurements. And like he really wanted, he entertained the thought that you could possibly.
Oh, absolutely.
He was like, let's work it out.
Yeah. And then I was like, what if I came behind you and just kind of like, and he's like, and I didn't even finish that sentence. And he goes, well, now do I have to be on guard? Do I have to be on alert? And I'm like, nope. Fuck around. I'm not, nope, not at all.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Are you allowed on the street now?
No. Oh, man. I'm not allowed in the street.
I wouldn't go in the street after those dreams and that incident.
Super protective
I had to
of
pick
me.
Her up off the sidewalk and shove and throw her in the car. She can't touch the street.
I can't. No, but what's crazy though is I guess this might be why, but like he's very protective with me driving. Like really protective with me driving. Out of any one of our siblings, like he stopped me from taking driver's ed. He stopped me from taking my road tests. Like
wouldn't that help?
Well, he didn't want me getting my license at all. Like, he did not want me driving.
Do you have your license?
I ended up doing driver's ed behind his back. He ended up finding out about it, told him about my road test coming up.
Gave her a finger jab, and that changes
she
everything.
She passed out because he
no,
couldn't
but
do
yeah,
that.
Now he's like, because I passed it whenever.
How did he find out?
He found out because he saw me driving in a driver's ed car.
In his dreams.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, yeah, that guy, man. He's something else.
Yeah,
man.
He is. He's something else. But he's good.
I'm picturing like a giant, beefy Mr. Miyagi.
I don't know who Mr. Miyagi is.
This girl.
Oh. He's the
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. The teacher.
Go ahead. Say you've never heard of Karate Kid.
I've heard of Karate Kid.
Oh my fucking God.
You guys should watch that then. If you've never really seen it, watch that tonight.
He judges me because I'm really not a movie person.
Oh. She only
First
had
of all,
see
I
Sam
love
lot.
Your ring.
That's
it's
it.
The infinity symbol.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, this was from my friends. This is a thing with my sister. And this is from him.
Aw.
You know how much that costs?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Honestly, I forgot.
I'm glad you
but
asked.
I remember I saw one and I was like, oh, how much is this? She's like, that's 7,000. I was like, don't even finish your sentence. No, I'm not gonna take that one. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah,
I hate that. You walk into Tiffany's.
Is that where you got it from, Tiffany?
Yeah,
he got this from Tiffany.
It's fucking.
And you know what?
Ridiculous.
You
want to
hear the craziest thing ever? Listen how crazy this is. These every time I wore like a Tiffany ring, when we started dating, like I showed him, like I can't really wear Tiffany because. They turn black. Like the finger.
That's where your poop goes.
It's only the best.
Literally, the thing would turn black. And I've gotten this ring about 4 times because I've gone back. And I've been like, this is retarded.
Your jewelry shit,
you need
Tiffany.
You need to fix this.
Yeah.
And then
like, can you not
he gave me the bracelet.
Shit covered ring.
Yeah. He gave me the bracelet. And it didn't turn black. And this one stopped turning black. How weird.
Oh, my God. You're just
kidding. Oh, God, Kate.
I got goosebumps.
Like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
I feel
stopped.
Like you're being sarcastic, Brett.
No.
I love you. since
I was very happy though.
Look at the goosebumps on my
moment. The moment that I saw you and you were like, "Hey, guess what? You know the shrooms thing," and I'm kind of open into spirituality a bit. I was like, "Yes!" I was so excited. Yeah. I gave you a tarot card reading immediately.
You probably smiled. I forget. That really hard. I want smile.
Another one. I'll give you another one. What?
The really hard smile you do, you're probably really excited. Oh my God. Okay, don't do that.
Stop.
That's terrible.
It's so scary.
That's the one that got you edited out of laughs, right?
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? It actually scares me. Like, that face actually scares me. Like, I get, like...
No, that's not crazy. That's the appropriate reaction to that face.
Yeah, no, that's appropriate. I can scare myself when I look in the mirror, when I do that face. Not just, like, when looking normally. Because then I'm like, hello, beautiful, who's that? No, Brett's talking about, I filmed my set.
I would not make fun of if I didn't know that you're, like, a very comfortable person with how funny you are. But it is such a funny story.
So there's this TV show called Laughs on Fox.
You've got to upload a picture of like the face because the listeners,
the fans need to know.
The face.
It should be in the main photo.
Just me and my terrifying smile. No, so they filmed my set and they were gonna like take pieces of it to put it on TV. And the guy contacts me, who's very nice to me, and he's like, "Hey, we can't use the footage because you kept doing this really weird, nervous smile in between jokes, and we tried to edit it out, and there was just no way to get around it.
My
and
God.
I was like, yep, sounds about right. Must have been nervous.
No, but do the face, though.
That one?
I don't know. Like, I tell a joke, and I guess I was nervous, and I would just be like...
Well, you also said that you were, like, looking straight into the camera, too.
Yeah, right
like
into the
you just
camera.
Stopped performing.
I just went, TV!
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We still need to go to one of your shows.
I know.
Have you never seen her?
No.
Oh,
well, I've never
that,
seen
that also
her.
Makes
I have
it funny.
No
if
idea
you've seen her act
like...
too, Kate's very good. So,
thanks, Brett.
So for her to do that super creepy, inappropriate, unaware of myself smile
Kate,
into
not,
a camera to ruin her chances of a TV spot, it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, we have to. We were going to plan on going with my mom, and then that didn't
something
end up happening. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Nathan McIntosh and I'll give you the date. You know, let me tell the date to everyone. At New York Comedy Club, Nathan McIntosh and I are co-headlining, so it'll be 30 minutes each. Definitely come to that one.
30 minutes? No, that's a lot.
30 minutes each. Yeah. Nice. So definitely come to that one. It is. And anyone who wants to, please, New York Comedy Club, it will be January 28th. It'll be at 8 o'clock. So
what day is
that's
that?
The show to come to. It's a Thursday night.
Perfect.
Yay. Will you guys come?
Yeah.
I'll check my calendar.
And if
Sammy
you're in...
will be there. Whether
no,
or not
I'll come,
Joe
I'll come,
can
I'll
make
come,
it.
I'll come.
And then you get to see Nathan, too.
Uniontown, Pennsylvania, the following Saturday, the 30th.
Yes.
Then I'll be with Kate Wolf.
Well, no, we're doing the 29th and the 30th.
Oh, I don't know the location there. But
the 29th and the 30th.
Yeah.
We are going to be me, Brett, and Mark Riccadonna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Adam Lucidi is coming.
Oh, Adam
that
is?
One. Yep.
Oh,
we're going to be in Western Pennsylvania doing a show that whole weekend. Two
That's
shows.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. we won't make those in Philadelphia.
But whatever.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, we'll try to come.
Yay. So everyone, whoever wants to come to that show, if you
January,
are in the
January
New York City,
29th, 8 p.m.
It's 28th.
January 28th, 8 p.m.
February 7th.
The girl who
January 28th, Nathan McIntosh, Kate Wolf, co-headline, New York Comedy
have
Club.
Have I met
Boom.
Nathan?
January 29th and
have
30th,
I done a podcast
Western
with
Pennsylvania.
Him?
I don't think you have. I should book both of you on one time.
Well,
to meet
then,
the Nathan, the Nate Mac. You just won't get to really talk much.
I'll try to sing with my soul.
Sing with my soul. I like when you say it like that.
I don't even know.
I'm just going to sing with my soul.
All right. Well, Brett, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at Brett Druck, BRETTDRUCK. I have a subreddit, r/Brett Druck on Reddit. I think that's everything. What day, when does this come out?
This one won't actually be out for like 2 weeks.
Okay, so...
Oh, I gotta sneeze again.
I guess I'll just do...
Sammy.
I'll do a
my
January
eyes have been
date.
Tearing the whole time because I need to sneeze.
San Francisco, January, I think, 14th. Hold on.
San Francisco.
This
nope,
is the worst
16th.
Ending
Sorry.
To a show. Very anticlimactic.
January 16th, San Francisco, Sketchfest. Look it up. I'll be there.
Sweet.
San Francisco. Do you heard it just
said? Yeah.
I want to go to San Francisco so bad. I
you
saw
guys
pictures
should do
of
a
it.
Trip.
Do what there? It's kind of like
I
a thing
said,
like
go to Sketchfest.
Yeah,
I said today I was like, "When are we gonna go on a trip?" He's like, "Relax."
Where can they find you?
Your hair is sticking up.
Where can they find you?
Sammy, where can they find you?
At Sammy Ricky on Instagram.
And you're on Twitter.
Yeah, my Twitter's not that interesting.
Lots of tit pics on Instagram. No.
There's no tit pics on Instagram.
Yet.
No tit pics.
If you guys want to follow me, I'm at Twitter, at Joe Santagato.
Before I go, I'm going to tell you a really... I wasn't going to tell you this dream I had, but I feel like I need to tell you.
Oh, God. You didn't plug your handle.
I'm going to plug my
handle. It is really... No, I'm sort of uncomfortable because we were just talking about my tits.
No,
so
that's
why.
No, it is. It's about your tits.
God.
I wasn't going to say anything, but then we brought up your tits.
Okay.
Look, we almost got through it, and I didn't bring this up.
I feel like my tits are brought up in every podcast.
This is real. No, but this is a real dream I had.
Okay.
I had a dream that I walked in on the two of you having sex.
Okay.
Right? And then I started making out with Sammy.
Oh,
wow. Oh my God. Were they in the street?
And then a car came. Your dad
and then
came.
My dad
was like, "That's my baby." And then he blew
that
a blow dart into my necklace. Joe's looking at me like,
"You had a dream
that you made out with me? What does this
that
have to do
I
with my tits?
The two of you having sex because your boobs were out."
Oh my God!
So we talked about your boobs, and I thought about your boobs. And the last image I had of your boobs is when I made out with you and your tits were out.
Can we just? I now know
and
how
she
we're
said,
gonna start this podcast.
No wait, and she said
this is over.
And she said Joe's never made me feel like this before. No, she didn't.
While he was inside of her,
he was out.
Was I?
He got kicked out of the room, and I was like, "She's mine."
I'm trying not to bring this up to me.
No wait, did you
don't
do
bring
that?
It back to Joe, Sammy. Keep this about me and you.
Did you do that while we were having sex, or
no.
I was gone?
No, I was like, I walked in and you guys were like, oh, and I was like, I'll take it from here, Joe.
And then he left.
I left.
He was. I don't know if he left or not. I was like, I ain't paying attention to him. Look at these.
Oh,
look at these tits.
God.
That's hilarious. And a little lesbian.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Well, I've been thinking lately. You know, I might have a lesbian. I always
might
say that.
Might
I
take
might
a dive.
Experience. Yeah,
I might have a lot to be in
a little muff dive, huh?
A little muff dive.
Listen,
that just
you ain't gonna live
me.
Forever. I might need a lick a labia.
I think you just turned off any woman that was interested.
Yeah. So, lady, oh no, I had some people because I joked about this on the podcast. I had some girls send pictures like, "You still thinking about it?" And I'm like, "No, it has to be a real connection, you guys."
So,
okay.
So if you,
I
if
already
you
got my eyes
Kate,
on Sammy Ricky.
If you
all right, I'm just waiting for them to break up. Sammy's mine.
If you want to find Kate. Where can they find you?
Sorry,
so you
I made
can
you
lick their labia.
guys and girls, listen. Don't hit on me, okay? Unless we have a real. We need to be friends first, like Sammy and Joe were. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't talk.
You can find. You can find me.
I wish I had just started hitting
guys,
on you right now,
guys. You can find me in between Sammy's legs.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just okay. You can find me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf. You know, it's gonna be really fun if I ever did become a lesbian. I got to hit on girls like that. Would that be funny if that's how I did? I'm like, you can find me in between her legs. What?
Do the laughs face.
Oh God.
Anyway. Oh, and if you want a tarot card reading, if you want me to help you find your soul and sing your soul song, I'm the girl. I'm the girl to go to. I read for her name's Rachel. Shout outs. We had a beautiful tarot card reading, and I think it kind of changed her life, guys. But anyway, K-Wolf,
I think you
27.
Started three different things and
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Finish any
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, she really went from.
Who's Rachel? I want to
know
more about
all
her.
All I see are Sammy's boobs in my mind. I can't focus.
The Kate Wolf on Twitter.
Yeah.
And KateWolf27
at Gmail.
Gmail for tarot card readings.
All right. Well.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.